This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Friday, September 12th. I'm Belle Lin for The Wall Street Journal. Apple just announced a lineup of new iPhones, including the iPhone Air. And you might be tempted to snag one, but that might not be the right move for everyone. WSJ personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen tells us when it's better to simply update your iPhone software and when it makes sense to repair it. Then, Meta's recent recruiting blitz was successful in bringing in some of the industry's top AI stars into the tech giant. But it hasn't all been smooth sailing. The new AI recruits are starting to cause internal strife. But first, just because your oldie but goodie iPhone suffers from sluggish performance, short battery life, or a cracked touchscreen, doesn't mean it's doomed to become e-waste. And it also doesn't mean you need to jump to buy the new iPhone. There are other options, including updating your old iPhone software or repairing it. WSJ personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen breaks it down for us. Nicole, what were your first impressions of the new iPhone lineup?
The iPhone Air was definitely the buzziest new model at the event, and that's because it's the first major iPhone redesign since the iPhone X in 2017. Even though it's a bigger phone, it doesn't feel like it because it's so lightweight. However, I don't think that this is the phone for most people. It's the first generation of this design, first and foremost. And so there's a lot that Apple's going to improve and refine over the next several generations. Also, it comes with a lot of compromises. There's only one camera in the back. The battery life is the shortest of the new iPhone 17 lineup. The more exciting upgrades to me are to the basic iPhone model, which gets a lot of features that were previously reserved only for the pros, like a new display, that ProMotion adaptive 120 hertz display that just feels smoother and can be dimmer and brighter than older models, and the Pro and Pro Max, which have a completely new design. There's ceramic on the front and back, so it's more durable, and a new camera array on the back of the Pro.
You lay out some considerations for whether iPhone users should do one of three things. One, upgrade their phones. Two, update their software. Or three, simply repair the device. Let's start with that last one. When should people consider repairing their old devices?
iPhones are designed to last a pretty long time, and Apple continues to provide software updates for older models for about 6 to 7 years. And so unless you have an older phone that came out before 2017, you should consider repairing your phone because iOS 26, which is a new software update coming out in a couple of weeks, will make that old phone feel like new again.
And in which situations should I just upgrade my phone altogether?
You should upgrade your phone if it is no longer supported by Apple and you cannot update to the latest software. If you have a phone with significant physical damage, let's say it is a phone that you've had for several years, it was exposed to seawater or another type of corrosive liquid, or it took a really hard fall and the motherboard separated in the bottom half of the phone, you should probably upgrade that as well because that device is likely beyond repair. However, you should definitely take that device to either an Apple store or a local repair technician to diagnose that because there are a lot of problems that are repairable.
Nicole, you write that when updating the iPhone software, users should first go to their settings and check their phone's battery health. Why is that?
Lithium-ion batteries degrade over time. And if your battery capacity is lower than 80%, getting it replaced with a fresh new battery that costs about $80 to $100 will actually improve your performance and extend your battery life. And improving your performance before updating is important because with every new software update, there's a larger load on your processor. And so an older phone with an older processor will struggle running a newer software update because it comes with a lot more features and there's just a lot more for it to do. I should also mention that the iPhone Air is $999, which is $100 more than the Plus it replaced. And the Pro models are also more expensive. The basic iPhone keeps its $799 price, but something to think about if you are deciding whether to replace your battery for $100 or upgrade to a new phone is that the phone you may be upgrading to might cost you more.
That was WSJ personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen. Coming up, Meta spent millions of dollars bringing in the AI industry's top talent. But those hires are starting to cause tensions inside the tech giant. What's going on behind the scenes? That's after the break.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.
The influx of AI recruits at Meta has created a slew of cultural issues inside the company. Now that Meta has them on board, the new AI stars and existing employees need to work well together. WSJ reporter Megan Bobrowski joins us now. So, Megan, it's clearly not all smooth sailing at Meta, where you describe in your story that these highly paid AI recruits are already causing tension with existing staff. What's going on behind the scenes?
Yeah, so there's these 50 or so people who have come into the company. They're getting paid tens of millions of dollars, in some cases hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're supposed to come in and work on super intelligence at Meta. The problem is that Meta already had a team that was working on AI. And so some of those people who worked on the old team have left as a result of all of this chaos, but some of them are still at the company.
And what are the kinds of perks that Meta's most elite squad of AI researchers are getting? So what's to be envious of?
Yeah, so there's within the new superintelligence team, there's an even smaller group of people who are on this elite squad called TBD Lab. And the people who are in this team sit near Mark Zuckerberg's desk at the Menlo Park office. You need a separate badge to get into that area. And this is according to people who we spoke with who are familiar with the matter. Their work is very closely guarded, and you can't even see the names of the people who work on this team in the internal org chart. So, you know, like you can go into your company's org chart and you can see, okay, who reports to who and all that stuff. With this team, you can't even see who's in this team.
So who are the folks that Meta has hired and about how many have they hired?
We know that they've hired more than 50 people for their new superintelligence effort. More than 20 have been from OpenAI. About a dozen or so have been from Google, a handful from Apple, a handful from xAI, and the remaining have been from other startups. Anthropic is one of them. So that's roughly the breakdown of who they've hired.
And I thought an interesting tidbit from your story was the fact that some existing Meta employees have started to game the system to get their share of the exclusive perks. What are some of the methods that they've come to use at their disposal?
One anecdote from our story is that there was a handful of existing Meta employees who got offers from another AI lab and took those to Meta, and Meta gave them a spot in the new TBD lab and also increased their compensation as a result of the situation. Meta says that they were planning to move these people into the new team and adjust their compensation anyway.
And what did Meta have to say about your reporting?
So Meta disputed some of the facts in our story, and they gave us a statement saying that some of the claims that we had in our story were either false, exaggerated, or mischaracterized.
What's your take on whether Meta's compensation benefits and its perks are keeping some of its most treasured AI researchers around?
Money is not the end-all be-all. We do know of a few instances of new recruits that got hired into Meta and did leave. Avi Verma and Ethan Knight went to OpenAI recently. They were some of the new hires. That's according to people familiar with the matter, who me and my colleagues spoke to, and also public LinkedIn profiles.
Are there other companies that you know of that have also faced similar personnel challenges as Meta?
All across Silicon Valley right now, there's this AI talent war that's happening. OpenAI, we know last month, gave one-time bonuses to some staff members. Apple has lost a handful of researchers in recent months, some to Meta, but also some to other companies. We know that also Ilya Sutskever's new startup, Safe Superintelligence, has actually told people not to list their job on LinkedIn, in part to prevent poaching efforts there. It's not very often that companies say, don't put your workplace on your LinkedIn. So that's the state of where we are, where it's just such a competitive, fierce talent market that companies are trying to do anything they can to stay ahead and prevent people from leaving.
That was WSJ reporter Megan Bobrowski. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang. Logging off for the weekend, I'm your host, Belle Lin. Jessica Fenton and Michael Lavelle wrote our theme music. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. Our development producer is Aisha El Muslim. Chris Sinsley is the deputy editor. And Falana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. We'll be back later this morning with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.